So we went to the temple of Suryadas, Sarakale. I'll explain some additional things here first, and then we'll discuss the life of Suryadas Sarakale and his family. I was under the impression, but I've been told probably not the right impression, that everyone here has seen the ore and the Bhagavad Gita that was written in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own hand. It's on the altar, and they let us know they're willing to show. If those of you that have not seen, when we're all done, go crowding around that stairway to get up onto the altar, and nobody else can get out until you allow them out, but they'll show you the, maybe they'll just bring it to the front and we don't have to go onto the altar. That would be really nice. Let's see if we can do that. The ore that I mentioned before, and the Bhagavad Gita copy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, in his, at least this is what they say, in his own hand, made a copy, and it's on the altar. Mentioned, described a number of things, the very intimate, spontaneous relationship that Gauridas had with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both in his personal form and in his deity form. So there's a Leela describing Lord Chaitanya in his deity form when Gauridas was worshipping them, Gornatai. They spoke to him and said, Gauridas, don't you remember in Vrindavan we were Krishna and Balaram and you were Subal? And the two lords became so absorbed in the mood of Krishna that their form transformed into Krishna and Balaram. And not only Krishna and Balaram, but various cowherd boys and cows. And Gauridas, in mood of ecstasy, he transformed into his form of Supa, because that's his identity in Krishna's Leela. And they were engaging in ecstatic pastimes together in Vrindavan, right on the altar. And after some time, their mood of ecstasy became a little normal again, and they assumed the form of Gornatai and Gauridas. This is the kind of devotee that Gauridas Pandit was, and the kind of reciprocation with his love that Gornatai had. Sometime after Gaura Purnima festival, that Chaitanya Das, who then became renamed Hriday Chaitanya Das, Gauridas realized how intimate was the relationship of Hriday Chaitanya Das with Gornatai. And he was of an older age already, so he entrusted worship to Hriday Chaitanya. And in course of time, Gauridas chose to go to Vrindavan. And he resided for the remaining portion of his life in Vrindavan. And his samadhi is in Vrindavan, along the bank of the river Jamuna. And along with his deity, which he established there, Shama Roy, a deity of Krishna. And as we see here, the continuation of the worship of the Gornatai deities continued under the care of Chaitanya. And just brief mention, because the topic is very long and very wonderful, but he had one disciple. He had many disciples, but one of his many disciples was Dukhi Krishna Das, who came here and assisted him in service. And because Duki Krishna was so qualified, Hriday Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan to study under Jiva Goswami. This gives you a sense of the chronology of these personalities. And there in Vrindavan, Duki Krishna Das achieved spiritual perfection by the mercy of his spiritual master and Jiva Goswami, his Shiksha Guru. He received the full mercy of Srimati Radharani directly and became Shyamananda, one of the three principal persons, because we visited Yajigram. Srinivasacharya made his residence after being trained under Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. But then two other persons, Naratam, when we were in Yajigram, we saw the picture of Naratam, Srinivasacharya and Ramchandra Kaviraj. So in addition to Srinivasa, Naratam was Shyamananda, and Shyamananda was Hriday Chaitanya's disciple. And most fortunate indeed was Shyamananda to have such a qualified disciple as Hriday Chaitanya and vice versa. How fortunate Hriday Chaitanya was that this Srimati Radharani said to him directly to have such a qualified disciple as Shyamananda, previously Duki Krishna Das. So the elevated status and the of the devotees who made their places and their the performance of their devotional service right here where we are. Very, very special place. Very, very special place. One of the additional places that we're going to visit is the Samadhi of Bhagavan Das Babaji. Again, a well-known but a very important personality. This goes forward in time many centuries. But if you recall from the time that we visited the Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi of Jagannath Das Babaji in Navadvip, when Jagannath Das Babaji first came by train from Vrindavan to Navadvip, the conductor of the train became so moved by the elevated Krishna consciousness of Jagannath Das Babaji, he made a special stop of the train so he could stop here at Ambika Kalna and got down to associate with his friend Bhagavan Das Babaji, because when both of them previously were together in Vrindavan, they had a very intimate relationship. So one can imagine what the Krishna consciousness was of Bhagavan Das Babaji. They had an intimate relationship. So much so, the train stopped to let him come and be. So Jagannath Das Babaji stayed here in Ambika Kalna for some days before he went on to Navadvip. And if you recall, it was Bhagavan Das Babaji who gave Jagannath Das Babaji 40 rupees so he would have something. And with those 40 rupees, he purchased the land that we visited. So this connection is here. Ambika Kalna has been for centuries a place of very strong Krishna consciousness. Of course, there's other things besides Krishna consciousness in the age of Kali. But there are personalities who very much have the special relationship that Gauridas Pandit, Suryadas Sarakhel, and others who were then influenced by them to establish Krishna consciousness and lines of continuing spiritual understanding. This is one of the concerns for a great personality, a great acharya like our founder Acharya, how to continue after the departure of a great acharya. In their wake, there are so many persons who became inspired, but how to sustain that same generation to generation forward progress of Krishna consciousness. And that's the challenge for each one of us, whatever the generation is, the little children or the whatever the age and stage is, to see to it. Main criterion is purity. To become pure in devotion. To carry forward. Because it's one thing to establish a deity. It's another thing to maintain a deity. It's one thing to do whatever you might do in Krishna consciousness. To have nice kirtan. And then what happens to the next generation? And have nice Krishna katha. Anyway, it's something that each one of us, we shouldn't just wait for somebody to do it for us. We should try to become pure. And according to the capacity that we have to receive and the sincere desire to carry forward the message and the mission, we can become instruments. And if we don't think like that and act like that and cultivate like that, we're missing a great opportunity, or we just become part of the unknown history in the course of the decay of the... So that's not nice. Make individual commitment and sincere effort to achieve the requisite purity, to be an instrument to continue this wonderful message and wonderful mission. So I'd like to describe now a little bit Abhiyadas. I'm pointing that way because that's somewhere in that direction is where his temple is. He was the older brother. I had it wrong. There were six brothers, not eight brothers, in the family. And Suryadas was just one older than Goridas. So Goridas moved here. Suryadas also moved here. And in course of time, Suryadas Sarakale had two daughters. Those two daughters were to eventually become the wives, two wives of Nanda. So I'd like to describe a little bit those two daughters and the marriage of Lord Nityananda. It's a very transcendental and certain ways, very humorous event. Described in relation to Goridas, to Gadadhar Das, Lord Chaitanya's statement one time when in Puri, that I've come into this world to deliver all the fallen souls, but my mother has requested me to make my place in Puri, and so I can't travel here and there. So I'm requesting you, you travel here and there and all of Bengal, through the whole of Bengal. Induce the persons in the whole of Bengal. You're hereby requested or instructed to bring Krishna consciousness, the full benefit of the holy name into the lives of all the people of West Bengal. And he sent him with a number of associates of Lord Nityananda as well as devotees of Lord Chaitanya. He told them, don't come back. Just, the devotees come every year to Puri. You don't come back to Puri. Just stay in Bengal and be blissful. Distribute Krishna consciousness. Oh, many years passed like that, and one time Lord Nityananda, in fact, came with the devotees to Puri. And in the course of the time spent with the devotees in Puri, Lord Chaitanya had a discussion with Lord Nityananda where he instructed him that I would like to see you become a householder. And Lord Nityananda was very sad. He thought this was a reprimand. What have I done wrong? Have I offended you in some way? You know I'm not at all attached to anything of this world. So why would you want me to become a householder? We heard this other description of one who he instructed to become a householder because he was attached, or he kept something from his madhukari for the next day in case it was difficult. This is the way of a householder. Stocking and stockpiling and storing and accumulating. But Lord Nityananda had no such interest. And Lord Chaitanya knew that. So he said, Why are you? Have I offended you? Have I offended the Vaishnavas? What have I done wrong? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, no, no. It's none of those things. Just, this is how I see you. So Lord Chaitanya said, all right. Just like that. Sometimes these days it's not just like that. But anyway, that was the situation with Lord Nityananda. So he had accepted Lord Chaitanya that he would become married. And he wasn't preoccupied like sometimes happens. He just understood that it was the plan of Lord Chaitanya and sometime, somehow, it would happen. In the course of his continuing to travel and perform duties of giving the pure holy name to one and all, he came to Ambika Kalna. And because of his relationship, intimate relationship with Gauridas, he spent time with Gauridas. And similarly, he had a very intimate relationship with Suryadas, their brothers. And Suryadas was also a very, very special devotee. So they spent some time. In the course of spending time with Suryadas, a affinity between Janava and Lord Nityananda awakened. And it's not like, you know, some boy-girl thing. It's, they're eternal associates. It's Leela, not romance. In Gauragonadesh Deepika, that's the who's who in Chaitanya Leela and who they are in Krishna's Leela, it says two things. Just as Balaram had two wives, everyone knows one of them is Revati. And the other one was Varuni. So similarly, in Gaura Leela, Janava and Vasudeva were Revati and Varuni. Then he also says, some persons say that in Krishna Leela, Janava was Ananga Manjari. And then he says, this is Neelam, Neelambar Chakravarti, not the same as Neelambar, excuse me, Narahari Chakravarti, not Narahari Sarkar, different, two different persons. So he says, but I have already explained how this is very possible, that there can be two personality, one of Lord Chaitanya's associates. Now, just sharing this with you, I had a discussion. Before I came here to Navadvip, I was attending one of these wonderful events that's called the GBC meeting. And I somehow survived. And during the course of that meeting, there were two discussions on this topic. I won't give the names of my GBC godbrothers, but we were discussing this topic. How is it? It's a nice topic. How is it that one quality can be, in Gaura Leela, can be multiple personalities? And there's a number of examples from from Gauragonadesh Deepika. And even aside from Gauragonadesh Deepika, there's references, for example, in Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Drona and Dharani, two personalities that underwent austerities with the desire to have Krishna as their son, and they, Drona and Dharani, became the mother and father of Krishna as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. This is a very esoteric topic, because Drona and Dharani, they're jiva souls, and Nanda and Yashoda, they're not jiva soul, they're fa. So how does it work that jiva tattva, shakti tattva, because the position of Nanda and Yashoda is not a, it's not a, a position that you can become Nanda or Yashoda. They're eternally Nanda and Yashoda. What's this thing about Drona and Dharani? And we didn't come to like a firm conclusion, but a little bit like what Goridas Pandit said, a bhava expansion is perhaps one solution. Or in this, these other cases, there are different jiva souls, and can you have multiple jiva souls occupying one body? Or then another option is multiple personalities, because the jiva soul animates the body. Multiple personalities and jiva soul animating the body. Anyway, it's a deep subject, and we didn't reach any conclusion. There were some very learned persons referring to scripture, and we didn't reach any clear scripturally based conclusion, because there are different things. In the case of Janava, in Gauraganadesh Deepika, she's not Jiva Tattva either, any more than Revati and Varuni. They're Shakti Tattva, associating with Shaktiman. And Anangi, who's Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. Anyway, somehow they're both within the person of Janava. So when Lord Nityananda and Janava became attracted to one another, it wasn't romance. It was like Lord Chaitanya meeting Lord Nityananda, eternal associates. And they were, through Leela, coming together, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya. So similarly, in this case, Lord Nityananda didn't say anything. And in course of time, one matchmaker, because that was the system, a brother of the name Krishna Das, he became the matchmaker. So Krishna Das, hearing from, it doesn't give the detail whether he heard from Lord Nityananda, he just reached the conclusion that the two daughters of Surya Das, because he found out from a friend, Surya Das was concerned to find a qualified husband for his two daughters. So Krishna Das went to Surya Das, Sarakale, and made the suggestion. Hadai Pandit, Padmavati's son, Nityananda, he's very, very qualified from a very exalted family and make a very good match for one of your daughters. And Surya Das was in conflict because he has love, great admiration and love and respect for Lord Nityananda. But on the other hand, he's an avaduta. And how is he going to take care of a wife? And he said, well, let me think about it. I'll ask the other family members. And that's just a polite way of saying no thank you. But he discussed with the other family members, and they were of the same divide of mind, you know, Lord Nityananda, but on the other hand, he's a wonderful avaduta. But how will he be as a husband? Meanwhile, Janava got wind of all of this, and she became possessed of a terrible illness and fever, and they thought she was going to die. They didn't understand what was going on from the spiritual plane. They just, you know, what to do. And so there's two different versions. One is that Surya Das had a dream, and in his dream he saw Lord Chaitanya and Ananda. And then he saw Krishna and Balaram And then he's by the side of Balaram, he saw Revati and Varuni. Then again it was Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and his two daughters by the side of Lord Nityananda. And then he understood what's going on here. He's not just an avaduta, he's the Lord. As his brother Gauridas certainly understood. And so, the next morning, he said, please call Nityananda, please call the family together, accept this marriage. And because he's the father and everyone went along, and the news went to